Hi there, this is Mangalam Malu from CNBC TV 18 telling you all the cues and news you need to know for trade ahead of this Tuesday morning. Well, for the record books, yesterday we ended about 25 points higher on the Nifty. However, importantly, we opened upwards of 10,805 and we closed at 10,771. The day's high was 10,836 and the day's low was 10,750. What does that tell you? That it was a range-bound session where we saw some sell-off at the last hour of trade. Why did we see a bit of sell-off? Well, there are a couple of reasons for that. In the afternoon, we had the RBI governor's press conference, and who said that there won't be any easy money coming in into the market or loose liquidity into the market. What that did was that took the bond yields higher, and as bond yields went higher, all the financials went lower. So the last hour of trade, we saw a sharp dip in the likes of India Bulls Housing Finance, Bajaj Finance, something like a DHFL and Piramal Enterprises too. And when bond yields go higher, it is also mid-cap valuation negative. So which is why we saw the mid-cap index too come off the highs of the day. So the likes of Page Industries, Ashok Leyland, Indigo and Tata Elxsi, all of them ended at the lows of the day. And today it will be very, very important to see how the bond yields pan out. Why is that? Because we got some GDP estimates coming in from the Central Statistics Organization, or the CSO as we know it. They expect FY19 GDP to be 7.2%, and which is about 20 basis points lower than RBI's own estimate of 7.4%. It will also be important to see how the rupee pans out in today's trading session. Why is that? Because yesterday, after hitting a near 6-month high at the open, the rupee erased all those gains and ended closer to the lows of the day. What that did was took all the IT stocks higher. We had Infosys and TCS moving higher. These stocks will be important because come the end of this week, and we will have the results for both of these companies too. Watch out for the crude prices. Yesterday, towards the last hour of trade, we saw the crude prices move closer to the $60 per barrel mark, 59 if you must, and now it's back at $57 per barrel. If you're a technicals fan, remember we're at a precipice. 20 and 200 day moving average is at 10,775. That is exactly where we are. At the higher end, there is resistance at the 100 day moving average, 10,886. And at the lower end, we have the 50 day moving average for support, which is at 10,647. Yesterday, the FIIs bought about 740 crores in our markets. And if you take a look at the internals, there was high delivery based buying in the names like Infosys, Axis Bank, TCS, and ICICI Bank. The Asian markets, they are more or less mixed because yesterday there was a volatile session on Wall Street. The street is keeping an eye out on what happens as far as US and China trade negotiations are concerned. Those talks are currently underway. And the SGX Nifty indicates a start which is absolutely flat. So let's see where we go. The belief is that up until the results come in and up until the next big trigger for our markets, we're likely to be in a range. In terms of stocks to watch out for in trade today, the merger has finally been announced. The merger ratio has finally been announced, and CNBC TV 18 reported it first. We have Gru Finance and Bandhan Bank, and you will get about 588 shares of Bandhan Bank for about 1,000 shares of Gru Finance. That implies an 8% discount to Gru Finance shareholders. So that is the sort of correction that we will see in today's trading session. But over the long term, it will be important to see how HDFC performs because that holds a stake in Gru. And finally, also how Gru's ROEs pan out, because now it's becoming a bank from a finance company. So it will have all your liquidity reserve ratios requirement. Apart from that, Tata Elxsi, the stock lost in trade yesterday, it reports its third quarter results today. So let's see how that pans out too. Reliance Communications, you're not going to hear the end of this story with regards to Ericsson. So Supreme Court has now given a 4-week time frame to file its response. This is with regards to the contempt petition filed by Ericsson. Arcom has deposited a partial payment of about 131 crore. So let's see how that comes by as well. Prabhat Dairy, now yesterday, Parag Milk wanted to move forward in their business by getting into consumer products, the likes of Rasgulla and Gulab Jamun. But Prabhat Dairy wants to integrate backward, and they've increased their focus by expanding the farmer base for their cattle feed business. In fact, they've done a joint venture with a Danish company too. And talking about joint ventures abroad and acquisitions, we have Endurance Tech, which has acquired Fonpress Metal, which is an aluminum die casting company in Italy, for a deal of 8.2 million euros. Interesting, because the company's revenues are 27.5 million euros, so it will be very important to see what their margins and profits are. Have a good Tuesday.